Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Elaborate on It. So I just have a little bit of information to give you guys before I dive into tonight's episode. I wanted to give a quick shout out to the Elaborate Podcast. They just had me on their show this past Sunday and I literally had such a blast. Like, I really truly enjoyed myself. That was the first time I've spoke to a group of men who were truly just vulnerable and transparent, and it was not like I was pulling teeth. They just simply let me in on their lives as well as their listeners. So I'm telling you, if you're looking for another podcast to listen to, or you just simply want to support local podcasters in our area, I recommend you listen to the Elaborate Podcast. So they can be heard on any major platform where podcasts are. To my understanding, they're on Google, Apple, Spotify. And also, if you go on their Facebook and you type in the Elaborate Podcast, you can listen to this Sunday's episode with me on it, as well as some of their prior episodes. So they air every Sunday. They have a new episode, and if you follow their Facebook page, you can tune in and, you know, listen to their lives. It's really cool. So not only do they have the audio, but you get to have the visual with them. And then also on Sundays during their live show, you can also call in. So it was a really dope experience, and I'm just grateful for it. So big shout out to them. Also, I'm going to be having them on my podcast pretty soon. I'm just trying to figure out the topic and get the kinks out of it. And I'm going to have them up here pretty shortly. So I'll be advertising that as well. I also wanted to put a little bit of focus on my friend Quenisha Johnson is doing a major event in the Poconos for queens and princesses. So for ladies and girls, she's having a huge event called the Pretty in Pink Gala. So what that is it's right in the name. It's pretty self-explanatory. It is a gala, and the dress code is dressy. You do have to dress up, but also the color code is pink. So she wants everybody to dress in the color of pink. And the topic of the gala is bullying. So she's going to touch bases on what is bullying, what does it look like, give different scenarios so the children and the woman can express what they would do in such situation. She's going to describe some uplifting words and some words that kind of coincide with bullying to help our little girls get a better understanding and grasp of what bullying is and why we should avoid it. It is $10 per person, so each person that attends will have to pay $10, and there is registration forms for the little girls. There will also be glam stations for the little girls, photo stations, as well as a crowning at the end for each little girl to be shown that she's important. And to further validate, there's no need for us to bully because we're all special in some kind of way. So I recommend, if you have no plans, September 7th between 4 and 10 p.m., attend the Pretty in Pink Gala. If you're looking to purchase tickets, you can either hit myself up or you can hit up at Quenisha Johnson on Facebook to discuss more on that. And my next episode that I'm going to have is really near and dear to my heart, and I really want to talk about it because it's so special, and I hope that everybody that I know and supports me tunes in. So I'm going to have a friend of mine from high school, Christine White, on here, and she's going to talk about a tough and traumatic experience in her life that literally ended her life and caused her to start it all over. So she's going to be discussing how she got sick out of nowhere, and you know, it went from 0 to 100 really quick. She ended up losing her leg and her life several times, and so she's gonna be discussing how that felt for her, the aftermath of it, and you know, just basically to further express how we have one life to live, and it's our job to make the best of it and to be appreciative of what we have. So definitely I will be advertising when that will be coming out, or letting you guys know when that will be coming out, and I hope that you guys can all tune in because it's going to be one of the most special episodes that I've done. So Now, to dive into tonight's episode. Tonight's episode is, Tonight's episode is, let that friend that you constantly worry about die. So, I know some of you are probably thinking, damn, that's deep. I don't mean physically allow them to die. What I mean is figuratively, if you have that friend who is constantly making you worry about them, you may need to let that die. So, let me elaborate on that. If you have a friend that you constantly have to keep on the straight and narrow, you constantly have to let them know, you know, don't quit your job, you know what situation that put you in, or maybe you should get a job, stop talking to your mom like that, or stop talking to your woman like that, stop cheating on your woman, stop stealing, stop gang banging, whatever it is that they're doing that's toxic in their life, and you feel like you constantly need to reiterate what they should be doing instead. However, at the same time, you find that that same friend that you're constantly preaching to and you're constantly leading the right way or you're helping out of holes ends up in the same place. Maybe what you need to do is let them die. So what does that mean? That means let go of those ties. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to repair a friendship that maybe doesn't need to be anymore. We have to stop as a whole. Stop being enablers to people who are leading themselves to their own demise. When you are constantly helping your friend get out of the holes that they put themselves in, you are now their enabler. Well, we have to understand that a lot of people with addictive personalities or people who really don't care about where their actions may take them, when we enable them, or when we support them in their time of need all the time, they no longer feel the urgency to make a change. You know what I'm saying? Because there's still that one person that supports them through all their fuck-ups, so to speak. So, I say this to say, since I've matured and since I've become older, I started to realize that, you know, I shouldn't always feel like I need to be a people pleaser. You know what I'm saying? I've learned that it's time to let go of the toxicity. So that doesn't mean necessarily just with the things that you deal with in your life. But if you have somebody in your life that is constantly living a toxic life, you kind of still allow that toxicity in your life. Because, for example, say you're friends with somebody who's constantly gangbanging, right? So they're gangbanging, whatever, that's all they do, they gangbang. And now you're with your family. You don't live that lifestyle. You're just hanging out with them because, you know, you love them as a person. You now expose yourself to that life. Now, what happens if that person is in the midst of a problem, or they cause the problem, and now you're in the middle of crossfire because you simply love that person? You kind of have to learn how to weigh out the good and the bad with people like that. If you have a friend, a partner, a family member, an acquaintance, a coworker, someone in your life that basically you constantly have to worry about, and your word is short-lived, meaning for the moment you could tell them what to do and they could stop it in that moment. But if you stop preaching, if you stop being around them, they go back to the same thing. Maybe what you need to do is let that friend that you constantly worry about die. You know what I'm saying? It is perfectly okay to love people from far. I've learned that the hard way. You can love people at a distance. You don't have to be front and center. You don't have to continue to lead them on the straight and narrow. Sometimes what you have to do is do what's best for you. And if they're leading a life that you don't agree with because it's not a life that you would live yourself, then you need to let that person that you constantly worry about die. So let's elaborate on it. Are you somebody who needs to let go of someone who is constantly doing the wrong thing? Or are you the person that you feel people are constantly letting go of? Or furthermore, do you not agree? Do you feel like, what type of friend would you be if you do not support your friend in their time of need? Let's elaborate on it. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to hear from you all. Have a good evening.